This, I want to tell you, is a Trenchtown experience. All the way from Trenchtown, Jamaica, Bob Marley, the Wailers, come on!
Hello, everyone. This is Harrison. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is Stranger Waves. You just heard Trenchtown Rock by Bob Marley and the Wailers, live from 1975 off of their excellent live album called Live. If you haven't listened to it, I think it's a great kind of summation of what makes Bob Marley so great. Totally worth listening to. I was inspired to play this because we saw Killers of the Flower Moon last week, and they played a trailer for this Bob Marley biopic that's coming out that doesn't look too good, but the music's great, and that's always there. So instead of going to see that, just watch the Smile Jamaica concert. It's much, much better. But yeah, sorry I missed last week. Big shout out to Daryl and Dance Music Express for covering that slot for me. I really appreciate it. I was over in Wisconsin to watch one of the worst college football games I think I've ever seen, but we won't get too deep into it. total slugfest. Iowa ended up winning, but, you know, it is what it is. But we're back, and we're back for the foreseeable future. So, yeah, got a fun show today. A lot of stuff to talk about, specifically in relation to Daniel Donato and Cosmic Country last night, which was an excellent show. But we'll get a little bit more into that later. Up next, got some Waylon Jennings. So, Don't You Think This Outlaw Bit's Done Got Out of Hand. One of my favorites from his, from him, and I hope you enjoy too.
I'm for law and order, the way that it should be. The song's about the night they spent protecting you from me. Someone called us outlaws in some old magazine. New York City posse down like I ain't never seen. Don't y'all think this outlaw bit just done got out of hand? What started out to be a joke that I don't understand? Was it singing through my nose that got me busted by the man? Maybe this here outlaw bit just done got out of hand. Why we never saw. The cars pull up, the boys get out, and the room filled up with law. They came bounding through the back door in the middle of the song. They got me for possession of something that was gone. Don't y'all think it's outlaw bit done got out. What started out to be a joke that I don't understand? Was it singing through my nose that got me busted by the man? Or maybe this here outlaw bit done got out of hand. Well, don't y'all think this outlaw bit done got out of hand?
All right, Waylon Jennings. It's a great album from late, I guess, like, yeah, 78, I think it is. Yeah, 78. I was on the money there. Yeah, good stuff, man. I love the, I don't know, the kind of joke about, like, how the whole outlaw thing was a persona, and then it kind of got a little too real for Waylon in particular. Don't think I can talk about that on air, but just look it up. You'll know what it'll come up. You'll know what I'm talking about. But, yeah, so I guess we'll talk about Daniel Donato and Cosmic Country very briefly. So yeah, I wasn't super familiar with a lot of their music. I was listening to some soundboards off Nugs and stuff like that, but wow, yeah, really, really blown away last night. Super fun jamming that's a little different than I think some other bands that I've seen. It doesn't really orient itself around, like, you know, kind of building up to peaks and then coming down. They're playing a lot with, like, tempo and groove. It's super fun. Crowd seemed to be super into it, and I think, like, the band's personality really comes out in the music and kind of the way that they jam together, and the cohesiveness of all them was really impressive. There's a lot of chemistry and kind of handing off, you know, letting somebody take the reins, pulling it back in, that kind of thing. But they played very briefly at the end of the first set, Mystery Train, which is one of my favorite kind of, like, I guess, I don't know if you'd call it a blues standard, but very popularly covered blues song. And haven't played some 70s Jerry Band in a while, so we're gonna do that. Got some Merle Saunders on this, which is always great. Yeah, Mystery Train, 1978, Jerry Garcia Band. I don't know how much there is to fill in on that, but it's really good stuff, and sure you guys will enjoy it.
We'll be right back.
I love some Jerry Band. I'm sure you all do too. I actually want to amend something I said earlier. That was not Merle Saunders. I forgot that from November 77 to November 78, Donna and Keith were actually playing with Jerry. So that was Keith on the keys there. Amazing stuff. Really cool. Every time I hear Mystery Train now, I immediately think of the Neil Young album, Everybody's Rockin', and his like terrible version of it. If you guys don't know about this, Neil Young in the 80s put out a record covering like 50s rock and blues, pretty much as a giant middle finger to his record label because they were dragging him along, making him do some stuff he wasn't really interested in doing. So he released three very much not Neil Young albums. Everybody's Rockin' is one of them, and it has one of the funniest album covers of all time. And just, I don't know, hearing Neil Young try to do blues is pretty funny, and it's definitely worth checking out for a good laugh, but would not recommend listening to the whole thing. But yeah, Mystery Train, great track. I haven't played some Steely Dan on here in a while, so we're going to go back to a record that I revisit almost constantly, which is Countdown to Ecstasy. And here's one of my favorite tracks off of that record. This is Your Gold Teeth. Enjoy.
Thank you. busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting responsible marijuana smokers in America. And to learn what you can do to help, please contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORMAL.
All right, so you just heard from Billy Nelson, and then before that you heard Your Gold Teeth by Steely Dan. I think the reason why I love Countdown to Ecstasy so much is how jazzy it is, and I think Your Gold Teeth is definitely the jazziest of the bunch. Really fun song, good stuff. Up next, got some Levin Helm solo track called Hurricane, which I think I'd probably heard 100 times before I made the connection that he was singing it. And that was kind of a funny, I guess, realization this weekend, and feel stupid for having not connected the dots a bit sooner. But yeah, no, I love this song. This is great stuff. And don't play enough. I play a lot of the band. I don't play enough of their, I guess, kind of solo music. And very briefly touch on Killers of the Flower Moon again. Robbie Robertson, who did the soundtrack for it, was amazing. A lot of people were very critical of his contributions to The Irishman, myself included. That score is distracted and distracts from the movie, I think. It really calls attention to itself a lot, and I don't really know if you want your score doing that, unless it's, you know, for a very specific beat or whatever. Unsurprisingly, the lead singer of the band made really good kind of country type sounding music for this film, which, by the way, 3.5 hours long, does not feel it, and it's fantastic. And you are all doing yourself a disservice if you don't go see this movie. Scorsese still has it, and I think he might even have it more than he did before. This movie is fantastic, and totally worth carving out an evening to go watch it. No judgment, though, if like 3.5 hours is a bit too much. I can totally see that. It's coming out on Apple TV in, I think, like a month or whatever. So if you would prefer to, you know, kind of watch it, take an intermission in the middle, go for it. I bring back movie intermissions. Every time I've gone to a screening and they've done it, it's been like one of the highlights. Just being able to, you know, like take 15 minutes, go outside, get some fresh air, stretch your legs, come back in, and not having missed any of the movie is amazing. 2001 in particular has probably my favorite intermission timing I've ever seen. That it's placed so perfectly in that movie. It lets you go off, you know, kind of contemplate what you've seen, come back in, get ready for the second half. But yeah, back to the music. Hurricane, Levin Helm, 1980. Enjoy.
Shrimp boats are hurrying home. The old man down in the quarter slowly turned his head. He took another sip from his whiskey bottle and looked at me and he said, said I was born in the rain by the Pontchartrain underneath the Louisiana moon. I don't mind the strain of a hurricane. They come around. Wash away New Orleans. A man come down from Chicago, gonna set that levee right. It's gotta be up about 3 feet higher, won't make it through the end of the night. The old man down in the quarter said, don't you listen to that boy. The water be down by morning sun, and he'll be back on his way to Illinois. of water to wash away in New Orleans.
Hurricane, Levin Helm, 1980. Love that song. Lots of fun. So, I missed a huge date last Monday. Of course, the one time that I'm out of town. Bob Weir's birthday was on Monday. 76. Hopefully 76 more. Still got in the tank. I can only hope. Happy, very belated birthday, Bobby. And then this weekend, I don't remember the exact date, and I think it was either Friday or Saturday, was Brent Midland's birthday, and he would have been, let's find out. I love Brent. I think a lot of people love Brent. He's my favorite of the dead guitarists dead keyboardists, to be honest. I love him, and shame, but he would have been 71 years old. So rest in peace, Brent. But 21st, which was Saturday was his birthday. So gonna play some 80s dead, because why not? Want to celebrate him. Was thinking about playing like Tons of Steel or a song that he has the vocals on, but I couldn't find a version that I really loved. So we're gonna go with one of my favorite shows of all time, Alpine Valley 82, which I was listening to on the way to Wisconsin, because of course. And we'll first set Althea to get us set off. I think that sounds good. And of course, Brent is great in this. The keyboard sounds amazing, and the backup vocals sound good too. So here's Althea from Alpine Valley 82. Enjoy. Thank you.
with a pinch of grace. You may be a clown in the furry underwear, just another pretty face. You may be the fate of Ophelia, sleeping and perchance to dream. Honest at the point of recklessness, self-centered in the extreme. The truth, baby, it's your fight. But baby, I hope you don't get burned. But when the smoke has cleared, she said, it's what she said to me. Don't I wanna bend, lay your head.
Alpine Rally 82, Althea. The opening to that show is one of my favorites of all time. It's a Music Never Stopped, sugary Music Never Stopped sandwich. I'm sure I've mentioned it on the show before, because I've definitely played stuff from this show in the past, but absolutely head over heels for Alpine Rally 82. Really great stuff. Back to Daniel Donato and Cosmic Country very briefly, because I'm about to play one of his songs. I think I mentioned earlier that their personality, I think, really comes out on stage. And I think kind of a great example of that is they come out for the second set and they do an a cappella version of Barbara Ann by the Beach Boys, like all huddled around one microphone and harmonizing and stuff. Really funny, kind of considering what the sound of their band actually is, which is, you know, more like kind of psychedelic country, jam, funk, that kind of thing. So hearing an a cappella version of Barbara Ann was a good little bit to start off the second set. It seemed like the crowd enjoyed it. Some people look confused, but I don't know. I think it played pretty well. And yeah, I really enjoyed that. So we're going to play something from Cosmic Country and Western Songs, which came out a couple years ago. And I almost feel like it's a little bit out of date, because I think their sound has evolved pretty heavily since then. But yeah, this is Way More Blues, which they played last night as well, and was definitely one of my highlights of that first set. So yeah, Way More Blues, Cosmic Country, and other Western Songs. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Waymore's Blues, Daniel Donato. Yeah, really fun show. Cannot recommend them enough. If they're ever in your area and you like the kind of music that I play on this show, I think you'll have an amazing time. They know how to put on a show. And, you know, the future's bright. I gotta be honest. There was a point a little earlier this year, maybe even more last year, when I was, you know, very still kind of heavily getting entrenched in this sort of scene. And I had this, not depressing realization, but I had a feeling that, you know, it's like all the guys that I like are really old, and there's only so much time left, right? But this year I've been, you know, really trying to expand my horizons and listen to some of the new guys on the scene, and I really am very excited for, you know, what comes next. I think that it's going to be a lot of fun shows, you know, from here on out. You got Billy Strings, you got Daniel Donato. There's nothing wrong with that. And yeah, thanks again for having me, guys. It was lots of fun, and I can't wait to you know, see y'all again. But we're gonna close it off with some Gizzard, because I haven't played them in like a few weeks, and this is, I don't know, I keep listening to Float Along, Fill Your Lungs, largely just because I love the really rough sound of this record. Compared to some of their other stuff, it feels very raw. And I think a lot of that has to do with kind of their use of distortion and some fun guitar effects. So yeah, this is the title track from that record, and it closes it out. It's going to close out this show too. I will be back next week, same time, same place. Halloween show, spooky music, fun, good vibes. Come back. It's going to be great. But yeah, here's Float Along, Fill Your Lungs from King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, and then I'm going to go ahead and hand it off to the next DJ. See y'all next week. All right, everybody, that's my time. I'm going to hand it over to Luke with Elephant Loaf after this. Stay tuned to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. See you next week.
Are you ready? Ready for this life?